This is Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
See, Joe, that was a newscast. Forget Brennan. Forget Cuomo. Madonna is 60 today. So, Mike Bauer, who is filling in for you, Joe, because you're filling in for Mike Riedel, but Mike makes the point that a lot of the news sites call her the Queen of Pop.
And Queen of Pop.
And you know, you hear of the failing in health, Aretha Franklin is the Queen of Soul. Right. I don't, but that Queen of Pop, it just doesn't, but a lot of the sites, I was... Just,
well, who else would be? I mean, Michael Jackson was Jackson, King of Pop.
Right. Yeah.
Who else would it be?
Well, here's one of the here's what I found.
Okay.
Now, because, you know, because you think of her, what's her nickname? I don't know, Material Girl.
Material Girl.
There was a movie that came out about her in 2007. It was called Queen of Pop Madonna.
So I think really?
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I never heard that title associated about with her name before, and it just still doesn't feel right.
No, she's old enough to be a queen.
You have to be old to be the queen?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Joe's an ageist. 60.
You know my reaction was? Making us all feel old.
You know my reaction was? What? I thought she was older.
Really?
She's been around freaking forever. I remember the news 30 years ago. Madonna this says this. Madonna is dating Jose Canseco. It was always Madonna, Madonna, Madonna.
So we should be applauding Madonna and her doctors that make her look as young as she is right now.
I guess. Why? You think it's artificial?
I think there's a good amount of it that
Oh, boy. I want a full report at 8:30
you got it, sir.
What plastic surgery she said. Our big three stories other than Madonna. The president revokes the security clearance of one of his critics.
Why don't you put Cuomo at the top? Why do you always put the Brennan story as the number one headline?
Because I'm doing the big three.
Okay. If I was doing it, we'd have Cuomo at the top.
Also in the big three, Joe Bartlett's top story of the day. Governor Cuomo says America was never that great. Really? I mean, really, Joe?
Really. Is right.
Really? Really?
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged.
Well, we're going to fully engage on this story.
Here's the thing, in terms of when you hear things that pique your interest, Brennan's security clearance, doesn't really move the meter. America is not great. That moves the meter.
So when I do the big three at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, you want me to start with Cuomo?
Either that or the other thing that would move the meter, Cheerios has weed killer in it.
Well, what else is new? And Madonna turned 60.
Yeah, there you go.
Unbelievable what's going on in this world today. Rounding out the big three, and we just heard from him, Cardinal Dolan speaking out about that horrible priest abuse story out of Pennsylvania. And just a note, we'll have Mets tickets at 8:30, the Turning Point contest, and at 8:40. That could be Donald Trump calling us, or it could be not. Well, we'll find out at 8:40. So back to Dolan for just a second. And you were, if for those listeners who weren't with us, and since you are Catholic, you think, and I agree, that the Vatican has been totally silent on this Pennsylvania thing, which is just unbelievable. You're talking about 300 priests and 1,000 victims at least. But you think that the best bet is to go outside the church to investigate all, claims of abuse, right?
Right, yeah.
Wow.
An independent investigator. If you really want to root it out.
Do you think they're not really serious about rooting it out? Is that what you're claiming?
I haven't, you know, I mean, they claim they are.
Yeah.
And now I understand that there's a zero tolerance policy now, but I don't know. I can't be sure that it's not going on.
Yeah. Back to the New York Governor Cuomo, who says...
We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone.
I just think that one line, though, America was never great.
He's done.
I mean, that's going to come.
Done.
That's going to come back. I mean, anybody running against him, you have no idea who the Republican's going to be that's going to run against him?
Yeah, the guy named Molinari from Dutchess County.
Oh, that's the guy who's going to run against him.
Yeah, he's got the nomination.
Well, if he has any money for ads.
Well, he's already put out a statement. It's, you know, the Republican Party in New York is really, it's so ineffective. Here's a guy who just made the biggest political blunder that you can make, and who gets to pounce on him? Yeah. Where Cynthia Nixon?
Cynthia Nixon does.
Cynthia Nixon.
I think this is just another example of Andrew Cuomo trying to figure out what a progressive sounds like and missing by a mile.
It's not a bad line.
It's a great line.
Yeah.
It's a great line. And I think he's just trying to, this is Trump derangement syndrome.
Well, now, why is that?
Because he just can't make America great again. He can't buy it. And so it has to be something that is negative toward Trump. And that this is what he brilliantly came up with.
By the way, we just got an early copy of Molinari's TV campaign ad for governor.
Really?
And here's how it begins.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Yeah.
There you go.
If he has money, I hope he plays it 100,000 times. Yeah.
That's what it's going to be. Yeah. America was never that great.
Yeah.
I mean, really? My God. Don't get me started.
They're walking this thing back. Well, America is great and that her full greatness will be fully realized later. America has not yet reached its maximum potential.
Yeah, well, just tell me, if America was never that great, how we stack up against other countries around the world.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Sure, we had a civil war, we had slavery, we didn't allow women to vote, you know, on and on and on. You could make the case, but when you stack us up against any country in the world, come on.
Of course.
I mean, this is not just being jingoistic. I mean, tell me a better country than this.
I wouldn't want to be in any other country.
It's unbelievable. So I think here's the campaign ad.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Dumb statement.
Now, you tell me why that story is bigger than this one.
At this point in my administration, any benefits that senior officials might glean from consultations with Mr. Brennan are now outweighed by the risks posed by his erratic conduct and behavior.
I mean, you've never had a president ever, ever, ever stripping a security clearance of a CIA director. And why is he stripping him? He doesn't like what he says about me. Nah.
No, that's not true.
Oh, yes,
that's
it is.
That's not true.
No question.
He spoke to the Wall Street Journal. Let me see if I can pop it up here.
Yeah.
He claimed that he did this because of Brennan was the guy who started the Russia investigation. Brennan was the guy who's got during the Obama administration, he started the Russia investigation, which to this point has not found a scintilla of evidence of collusion.
Right.
So he said, I called it the rigged witch hunt. It's a sham. And these people led it, so I think it's something that had to be done. He just told that to the Wall Street Journal.
Well, he says that, who said that to the Wall Street
President Trump.
Well, Brennan wrote in the New York Times that Trump's claims of no collusion are hogwash.
Yeah.
And by the way, this is what set off Trump. Brennan tweeted after Trump tweeted that Omarosa was a dog. Brennan tweeted, it's astounding how often you fail to live up to minimum standards of decency, civility, and probity. Seems like you will never understand what it means to be president, nor what it takes to be a good, decent, honest person. So disheartening, so dangerous for the nation. So the White House put out a release, but it was dated July 26th, which they quickly scrubbed and put it out a second time. So they had already prepared this thing. They were just waiting for the moment. And the critics are claiming the moment was ripe because A, of this tweet, and B, it takes all the attention away from Omarosa.
Look, you're saying that this is unprecedented. Don't you think it's unprecedented that a former CIA director is outright campaigning to undermine the current president of the United States?
You say undermine. Do you think criticism means undermining?
I mean, he's beyond criticism, Len. This is beyond criticism. This is a crusade on his part.
Well, he's no longer got his clearance, but I do understand.
That's not going to stop him from speaking. You can't accuse the president of silencing him. He has every right to speak.
And I'm guessing
he doesn't. In the president's mind, he just doesn't have the best interests of the United States at heart. So, fine.
And I'm guessing that no member of this administration is looking to him for advice.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, he hadn't had very good advice anyway. But
by the way, why isn't Rob Astorino running for governor?
Well, I think because he lost his reelection bid, it kind of took the steam out of it. Had he won, I'm sure he would have been the candidate.
Do you think he will be the candidate in 4 years?
I don't know. You'd have to ask him. He'll be here tomorrow. You ask him.
Yeah, we'll ask him tomorrow. He's going to be one of our guests tomorrow. Here's what Rob Astorino tweeted after Cuomo said this.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
So Rob Astorino tweeted, Andrew, your grandparents thought America was so great they chose to come here. Radical liberals like Cuomo are showing their true colors and hate for our country. We're not a perfect nation, but we are and always have been the envy of the world.
Go, Rob.
Hashtag God bless America.
God bless America.
Way to go, Rob. That's way okay. To go, yeah. I don't know about the radical liberals, but I, you know, a little name calling there. But the rest of it, yeah, God bless America is absolutely true. You know, I'll wave the flag as easily as anyone else.
I have no idea how he gets out from under this one.
Andrew Cuomo says America was never that great. Hey, when we come back, we're going to have the Mets Turning Point contest for free tickets, and we want to hear from you. What do you think of Governor Cuomo's remarks? Let us hear it. 800-321-0710.
And let me tell you about the iHeart Weekly mixtape. Now, this is something that we create especially for you. It's a personal mixtape that's based on the music that you love, that you thumb up, and that you listen to the most. And you get your fresh mix every Monday. It's a fresh mix of the songs you like. All you have to do is open the iHeartRadio app, which is free, and you'll find yours for free. All your favorite music, all your favorite stations, and all free.
Right now for free. Traffic news. Let's go to Bernie Vider. We got your Mets tickets. The Turning Point contest coming up in just a couple of minutes. Right now we're taking your phone calls. 800-321-0710 on these remarks from New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
By the way, that's the first line of the campaign commercial for his Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro. Guess what? Mark Molinaro is going to join us. He's going to call in about an hour from now.
All right.
So we'll see what he has to say.
He just got a big gift, boy.
Boy, we'll see what he has to say. Hey, let's run down these calls. A lot of you want to weigh in. How about Kathy on Long Island in Smithtown? Hey, Kath.
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to say that guy is a mook. He's a jerk. He makes me want to vomit. I'm so ashamed of him. This is the greatest country in the world. How dare him?
Did you say he's a mook? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I was trying.
I like that.
Robert De Niro stuff.
He's a mook.
I love that word, the mook. All right.
Thanks, Kathy. Thanks, Kathy. I guess you how you feel.
Thanks, Kathy. I'd be surprised if anybody calls up and said, well, I can understand what he's trying to say. Frank from New York City. Frank.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, dude, this Cuomo, he's a twit. He needs to go. Let him go to a VFW or an American Legion and say something like that. He's an embarrassment to Americans, and he's an embarrassment to Italians. Wow.
So let me get this straight. We have mook and twits so far.
They all apply.
He needs to go. He needs to go. I have a brother in the military.
Yeah.
I have a father who served in Korea. My grandfather, my uncles were in World War II. They came here because America was great. They fought because America was great.
Yeah, I see why you're upset. Thanks, Frank.
I think he touched a nerve here.
Really did.
Yeah, I mean, this guy was probably cruising a re-election.
I just got an email from Bob, who said an insult to all Gold Star families.
Yeah, boy, absolutely.
How about Claudia wants to weigh in from Westchester. Good morning to you, Claudia.
Good morning. I just wanted to say that, first of all, I agree with your first two callers, but I also
do you think mook or twit? We're trying to get the...
I believe he's both. But anyway, I wanted to also tell you that I believe that this statement that he said is going to be his Hillary Clinton's deplorable statement.
Yeah.
It's going to bring him down.
That could very well.
Yeah, I mean, that's very telling. Sometimes when you make these off-the-cuff comments, it's, you know, that's what you're really thinking as opposed to what we hear when you have all these guarded moments. All right, thanks, Claudia.
Exactly. Thank you.
Nice, Claudia.
Let's go to Long Island. Vinny, you're up next.
Vinny.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Vinny?
I like, whore isn't a curse word, is it? That's what I'm calling
what
you.
What is it?
A whore.
A whore?
Who's he pandering to? You know, my son's a United States Marine. My uncles too fought in World War II and died in Normandy, fighting tyranny and injustice and fascism. So what about when the United States, made in the USA, actually stood for something when we were producing really good product? Wasn't America great then? What about when we went to the moon? And why does half the world want to come here? Because we stink? Because we suck? You know?
Yeah. You know, the interesting thing is he said that. It wasn't going to be great until every man, woman, and child has full equality. Well, I think we have
equality.
It's pretty, it's pretty darn good right now. Yeah.
Well, it's not 100%. It's not 100% of any, but it's still better than any other country on the
planet. Everybody's got a shot here. Yeah. Everybody's got a fair shot in this country.
Well, people are upset. Thanks. Let's try to squeeze in one more. How about Steve in Cortland Manor? Hey, Steve, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. I don't see how or why anybody should be surprised because everybody on the left is propagating this thought process that America is so bad and so evil. And quite frankly, this is not nearly as bad as some of the financial stuff that Cuomo's involved in, if anybody had any idea. But New Yorkers, make sure you go vote for him, because I know you will.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, he does have a problem. Now, the corruption thing is another issue. You know, all these people around him convicted of public corruption, including his very, very close associate, Prococo.
But you know what? America was never that great. I'm telling you.
God bless America.
Yeah, come on. Get up and march.
Come on, Andrew. Get up.
Come on, Andrew. I love this country. Kate Smith. I think the Philadelphia Flyers are going to go win another hockey game. All right. Unbelievable. Really.
How does he recover?
It's going to kill him, I think.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. It's going to hurt.
Well, you do know what time it is, don't you?
I do.
Okay, here we go.
Let's go, Mets! Let's go, Mets!
It is time for the chock full of nuts turning point of the game. You be the first person to correctly identify the turning point of the game from last night's game. You win a pair of tickets to see the Mets take on the Phillies September 7th at Citi Field. Call 800-321-0710. The turning point presented by Chock Full of Nuts, New York's coffee since 1932. And to purchase your tickets, go to Mets.com/tickets.
And for the latest news headlines, let's go to Mike Bauer. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Len. Morning, Joe. A day after having his security clearance revoked, former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump's claim of no collusion is hogwash. In a New York Times op-ed, he says the only questions are whether it constitutes criminal liable conspiracy and obstruction of justice and how many members of Trump Incorporated tried to defraud the government. Brennan tells MSNBC that Trump is acting like a foreign tyrant.
I do believe that all Americans really need to take stock of what is happening right now in our government and how abnormal and how irresponsible and how dangerous these actions are.
More than 70 people have overdosed on K2 in New Haven, Connecticut. Cops began getting calls Tuesday night about the park near Yale University, and the calls continued through yesterday. Here's Fire Chief John Alston.
There were some that were unconscious, some were nauseous, lethargic, some in respiratory duress.
At least one person was arrested, and police blame a bad batch of K2 for those overdoses.
That was some pot party. 70 people all together?
Like, 7 is a lot. Yeah. 70 people is way out of
and
control.
And they all gathered together to have a little toke?
It seems like that was the big... all at this park.
Did I hear 70. That some got out of the hospital and then went back and did it again?
Smart.
Did I hear that one? I mean, I think so. But these people, was anyone seriously hurt?
Partying has changed since I was younger, I'll tell you.
Well, when they say overdosing, you think it's really serious. But, I mean, was anyone seriously hurt?
I don't know. They just kind of zoned you out, right? I
mean, yeah.
A zombie.
I'd seen some footage of, I don't know if it was at this park or at other times that K2 had been involved, and it looked like there were people sort of almost in a seizure on the ground, police trying to help them out as well.
Can you imagine the scene? People seeing this in the public park? It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And finally, an Arizona teen says he feels like Superman.
Why?
He was struck by lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Which is usually how superhero movies start, right? I mean, this sounds like something Stan Lee would write up. 13-year-old Josiah Weidman was walking home last week when a storm moved through Phoenix and the teen was struck by lightning. He was sent into the air, his heart stopped, and he was in a coma for 3 days.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
But when he walked out of the hospital under his own power, he says he now feels like Superman.
He's pretty lucky.
Good for him. He is lucky.
He's going to be a superhero. He's going to get a cape and a costume all ready to go.
He's a superpower.
Superhero.
Yeah.
And guys, this news report is sponsored by Gary Goldberg Financial Services. Schedule a free consultation by visiting ggfs.com.
Thank you, Mike. Coming up, fingers crossed, we'll see if the hotline is open. We're expecting a call from the Oval Office. That's next. But first, traffic. Here's Bernie Vitter.
O-R.
All there at 8:39, or you know, we're hoping. You just never know. I mean, things are busy down at the White House, but we're hoping for that call from the Oval Office. So, in the meantime, while we wait for the call to come in, we have a winner of Mets tickets, Joey.
We sure do. Gregory Tile from Franklin Square, New York, was the first caller to correctly identify that this was the Mets' chock full of nuts turning point of the game.
Here is Frazier, who is 1-for-2, an RBI single, and he flied to right. Bundy deals, and a drive in the air to deep left field. Mancini back at the track, at the wall, he jumps, and it is gone, a home run. Todd Frazier has gone deep, and for Frazier, his 12th home run of the year. And the Mets have increased their lead to 5-1.
So that was in the top of the fifth, and then had a 9-run sixth inning, highlighted by a Kevin Plawecki grand slam as the Mets went on to win it 16-5.
All right, your next chance to win is by listening to the next Mets post-game show here on WOR for the Mets' Chock Full of Nuts turning point of the game.
Now, it's a doubleheader today.
So we have two turning points, or they only do the second game, right?
No. Well, see, the last time there was a doubleheader, I said, well, listen to the second game, yeah. And they crossed me up and made it the first game. So, folks, you're just going to have to listen to both game shows. Okay. There you go. It all starts at 3:05 here on 710 WOR, and we'll have the turning point from one of those games. Oh, just got word. He is on the line right now. Oh, wow. President Trump, good morning. How are you, sir?
Tremendous. Good morning, Lynn. Hi, Joe.
Hello, Mr. President.
Just another slow news week here at the White House. You know, so I'm scheduled to golf with Chris Christie today. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. No.
Last time it was this humid on the course, we didn't finish. Yeah, it was so hot, Governor Christie just dove in the water hazard on the third hole. Flashed around. He was like a pregnant sea otter.
Stop!
Mr. President, we'd like to ask you about Omarosa, if we may, your former aide who's been releasing all these secret tapes that she recorded while she was working in the West Wing. And she has more tapes that she's making public to promote her new book about you. Do you feel betrayed right now?
Yes, totally betrayed. You know, and I don't know if you knew this, but I just learned that Omarosa is an old Swahili word that means giant pain in the keister.
Oh, she is, yeah.
Yeah, look it up. I will tell you, I've never heard of somebody recording so much crap in my entire life. I mean, this chick was like a DVR with a compulsive lying problem.
Hey, Mr. President, during your tweet storm the other day, I don't know about this, but I wasn't happy with this, but you called Omarosa wacky and deranged, a loser, a crazed, crying lowlife, vicious, but not smart, and this is the topper, you called her a dog.
What can I say? I have a huge vocabulary. But, you know, to be fair, guys, there was some name-calling on both sides.
There certainly was, sir, but Omarosa called you a racist, a bigot, and a misogynist. How do you respond to that?
Look, wacky Omarosa is making it all up. It's totally absurd. Totally absurd. What was that last one? She called me a misogynist?
Yes.
That's not true at all. I'm not a misogynist. And Melania can back me up on this. I don't even rub her feet.
Yeah, well, she doesn't want you anywhere near her. Hey, you must feel terrible. I'm guessing this turned out this way with Omarosa because, you know, one time you guys were pretty close.
Yeah, frankly, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame. I should have known something was up, though. When I got her on her cell phone, she answered saying, "This call may be monitored for quality control." In all fairness, I will say this. I wouldn't want her to record my words if I was Governor Cuomo. Okay, now what is up with that?
Yeah,
well, let's ask you about that. Andrew Cuomo said America was never that great while he was here in town yesterday. What do you think?
What the hell's he talking about? Yeah. America's bigly great. We got Nathan's Hot Dogs. We got the Yankees, the Real Housewives of New Jersey. I mean, he's so unpatriotic, it's unbelievable. Even the Supreme Leader of Iran said it was a mean thing to say about him. Now look, if Cuomo thinks it's not that great here, maybe he should pack his bags along with those other losers, Alec Baldwin and Rosie O'Donnell, and move to Canada. Matter of fact, I think his bags are already packed. If you looked under his eyes, wow, those bags are so heavy. I think Cuomo's going to get charged extra if he flies southwest.
Strong. Hey, you know what? Let's switch topics for a moment. We heard the First Lady Melania's parents became American citizens last week, and they actually benefited from chain migration. Now, that's a practice that you're against when it comes to your immigration policy. Are Melania's parents the exception to the rule, sir?
No, not at all. There's no exception. I just found a loophole in the policy. You know, because they come from Slovenia, which everybody knows is a place that doesn't really exist. It's like Narnia, you know, or maybe Saskatchewan. It's a totally made-up place. Plus, now that they have Secret Service protection, I just created 5 new full-time jobs. I'm a job creator.
Finally, sir, before we let you go, can you give us any details on the Space Force, the new 6th branch of the military that you want to create?
You're going to love it. I'm glad you asked. Space Force is going to be a tremendous success. Now, I can't give away all of the plans. It's top secret. Top secret. But we're actually going to send up the very first manned mission to explore the outer reaches of our universe later this year. And we've selected the perfect astronaut for the job. Huh. I don't know if you've ever heard of this guy. His name's Commander Robert Mueller. Yeah. Probably going to be a one-way mission, but he's totally going to be honored for his bravery.
Hey, as always, thanks for calling us, President Trump.
Thank you, Mr.
They're huge, guys.
Oh, that's funny.
That's pretty funny. Yeah.
That is
Robert Mueller in space. That's perfect.
Robert Mueller. How about Amagrosa?
Amagrosa?
I haven't heard that one. Yeah. That was kind of cool.
Hey, you know, we've talked in the past about how you are not sure that, well, I'm not quite sure if you think that Trump can win a second term.
Do I?
Yeah, what do you
think? If the election's held today, he wins.
Okay.
There's no question. I've said two things. The Democrats don't have a candidate and they don't have a platform. Now, I read the other day where now Democrats are, they're passing the buck. The national committee is going to leave it up to the local Democrats to try to figure out what the local issues are. Now, that's not going to work in 2020.
Well, look, CNN just put out a paper on the Democratic presidential race and what it looks like. Here are your candidates.
This is the Democrat. This is for 2020?
This is the 2020.
Okay, who do you got?
Here are your candidates. Right. Joe Biden, obviously.
Biden. I like Joe. Okay. I really like him a lot. I think the age thing works against him.
And there may be something else up. I mean, he was supposed to be campaigning today, and the doctor said you can't go out.
Joe can't?
Is there something about him? Okay, Elizabeth Warren.
No, that's a losing proposition.
It's going downhill quickly after that. Kamala Harris.
Well, I don't know that much about her. Do you know? No. She hasn't been in the... No, I know her name's been mentioned now for a year. I truly don't know that much about her.
Kirsten Gillibrand?
No.
No, of course not.
You know what? You know, this is going to sound really awful. I think the fact that she has a soft voice works against her. I really do. I know that. No, I know that's going to... I don't mean that. I think if a guy had a soft voice, I'd say the same thing. I don't want this to be sexist. I don't think her voice is strong enough. I just don't.
Absolutely. She sounds like a teenager. Bernie Sanders? Say he's mentioned. He's another guy. Here, Deval Patrick?
Who's that?
Deval Patrick.
I'm not familiar.
Former governor of Massachusetts. He may be the current governor of Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Cory Booker?
No, I don't think Cory.
Eric Garcetti?
Yeah, I've seen him speak. I don't know enough about him. I keep thinking of his name, Mayor of Los Angeles.
Right.
That's a possibility, I guess.
And Amy Klobuchar. I can't even say.
Was she Minnesota?
Klobuchar.
Is she the one who took over for Franken? No.
Let me see. Where is she? What is she? Well, we have to find out what she's a senator from Minnesota.
Minnesota. So, yeah, I think she's the one who took over for Al Franken.
And Steve Bullock. I don't know Steve Bullock.
How come no one's mentioned Bloomberg, Michael Bloomberg?
Well, he wouldn't run as a Democrat. What do you?
Well, I don't know. But
I'd like to see Bloomberg run. I think he'd be a very credible candidate.
Well, a lot of people are saying that. You
know, but
you'd have two
America,
New York billionaires.
Yeah, exactly.
Would that be something?
Yeah, I don't think America would put up for that.
One thing he would do is make New York great again. Make America.
It's great already, Len.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Coming up, why did they gather in Strawberry Fields yesterday? Interesting story. We have the answer for you. But first, let's go to traffic. Here's Bernie Viner. I just don't know where he goes from this. I mean, this has really struck a chord and a nerve with our listeners, Joe, the Andrew Cuomo remark.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Wow. I mean, that's...
What was he thinking?
Well, they've been backtracking, but they got a lot of cleaning up on aisle 6 to do. They really do.
I don't know. You can't walk that back.
Listen to some of these emails. Listen to this. First of all, Robert emailed, this guy is a disgrace. He should take his cookie baker girlfriend and move out of America. Listen... That's tough, yeah. Sandra Lee.
Yeah.
Listen to what John wrote. John emailed me. Jack. His email said. His name's Jack. If it weren't for his father, he'd be selling melons off the back of a truck in the Bronx.
Oh, oh wow.
Man. I'm telling you, I've got more emails against Cuomo than anything. I'm telling you.
America, my home, sweet
How do you not say America is not great?
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Oh my God. You've got to be kidding me.
Well, this is a great big present that has been packaged and hand-delivered to his Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro. He better make very good use of this.
Well, he's going to be calling us in about 25 minutes. I want you to tell him what you just said.
I think he already knows it.
Mark Molinaro will be our special guest coming up about 9:23, 9:24, and we'll see what he has to say. Hey, this story out of Connecticut was just frightening. This is near Yale at a public park, and people are dropping like flies. 76 overdosed.
Unbelievable.
So what was this, like this K2 stuff?
K2, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, synthetic marijuana. Three arrests have been made. But police can't say for certain if all of the arrests are directly responsible for the overdoses. They've not released the names, but this is unbelievable. I mean, just, can you imagine you're in a public park and people are just dropping? Now, how many people, do they know that it's synthetic marijuana when they buy it or use it? I don't know. I'm not that smart. I've never dealt with this stuff. Do they know it's synthetic? Does it look? Blaine would know. Blaine, what does this stuff look like?
I think it looks like it's called shake, which is kind of like the leaf trimmings of marijuana. Yeah. I think I've never seen it. Right. I've never smoked it. But
now K2, is there like a normal version of K2 that would not have this kind of
effect? I don't think there is. I don't think it's regulated at all. I think it's just, you know, a bad drug. I don't understand why anybody would take synthetic marijuana when there's so much regular marijuana available.
Is that it?
It might be, but I mean, look at how bad it is for him. I mean, people are going into zombies. And
this was like an eyewitness at the park in New Haven.
You don't have money for food. How are you getting money to drug up and kill yourself like that?
Well, these people aren't dead. I'm assuming the injuries were not that serious. I had heard somewhere on one report that someone would go to the hospital, get out, and go right back to the park for more. I mean, just crazy stuff. Now, this is the New Haven operations manager, Tim Craven.
Throughout the day, we've been sending ambulances left and right to come down here and pick them up.
And this is the fire chief, John Alston.
There were some that were unconscious, some were nauseous, lethargic, some in respiratory duress.
Unbelievable. More from the fire chief, Joe.
We received multiple calls on the green for persons experiencing overdose symptoms, but also being passed out on the ground.
Now, what I find strange is that had this not been bad K2, all these guys would have been, like, toked up. There would have been close to 80 people who've smoked this, the marijuana, the park.
And it's
why they all get there at the same time?
Do police know about this park? Come on, you got to clean up this act. I mean, that's unbelievable. Speaking of parks, they gathered in Strawberry Fields yesterday afternoon. In fact, Jim Kerr from our sister station, Q104, was there, one of the speakers. The guy who shot John Lennon.
Mark David Chapman?
Yeah, Mark David Chapman is up for parole next week for the 10th time.
Wow.
So everyone was gathering up. You know whose idea this was? Your friend from Staten Island, the former mayoral candidate, Nicole Malliotakis.
It's the first good idea she's had.
She put this thing together.
I am a big fan, as so many others. This is something that crosses generations, crosses cultures. And so I'm glad to stand here with fellow fans who believe the same, that Mark Chapman should stay behind bars. And so, in my opinion, so should these other murderers who have taken the lives of cops, of children, and of other human beings.
This is another issue against Cuomo. He's setting free, the parole board, which he controls, setting free cop killers.
The parole board is not balancing the interests between those who have committed crimes and that of the public.
I think it's going to be hard for a parole board to let Mark David Chapman. I mean, come on. Lennon was such a beloved figure.
They just let a cop killer go.
I know.
He deserves to stay in jail, and what he stole from society, he can never repay. John Lennon was one of the greatest champions of peace, love, and togetherness.
He might do it again. These people, they can't get fame, so they kill somebody to get fame.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that guy's got to stay in jail.
Yeah. Well, that's why they gather in Strawberry Fields. It comes up next week, the Pro Bowl, for the 10 times already. So,
well, I mean, you automatically
What was it, 1978? What was the year of that shooting? John Lennon.
Something like
just
that.
Just remember Howard Cosell coming on a Monday
I
Night Football.
I absolutely remember. I was watching it. I watched it live
it
when
was
he broke
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
And
yeah.
he wasn't sure he should do the news yeah. because he didn't want to interfere with the football game. And Frank Gifford said, no, go ahead and do it. And we get back. You got your Cuomo. You got your Brennan. But we also have the best possible way to order your meal at McDonald's. It's 9 o'clock.
Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning. 710 WOR.
Well, we have a full hour to go on this show, and what a day it's been. We've gotten more emails and tweets about Governor Cuomo and, of course, the John Brennan story. And I just want to let you know already about tomorrow's show. We have a couple of great guests lined up. Long Island Congressman Peter King will join us at 8:40. And, boy, won't he have a lot to say about both the security clearances and the Governor Cuomo story.
So, I'm sure we'll have something new for him to comment on as well.
It's amazing how the cycle works.
There's always going to be something new.
And at this time, 24 hours from now, we're going to have actress Katie Lowes on. If that name rings a bell, those of you who really like the show Scandal on ABC, she played the character Quinn, an edgy character, on that show for years. She's now on Broadway in Waitress.
Oh.
Michael Riedel, who's on vacation, saw her in it. She doesn't play the lead, says she was terrific. And the reason why I want to have her on, because when my daughter was in the fourth grade, Blaine, I don't know if you know this, Blaine's producing for Natalie today. When my daughter was in the fourth grade, she played the Scarecrow, my daughter did, on Long Island. The
girl, in Waitress?
No, in Wizard of Oz. and the girl who played Dorothy, Katie Lowes.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Wow.
So
yeah.
I've known her since she was a nine-year-old kid.
Great.
And now she's a star. And she filled in for Kelly Ripa last week a couple of times with Ryan Seacrest. Seacrest.
That's a good gig.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So that'll be 24 hours from now. We'll do a little entertainment, which will take our minds off the big three. Leading the big three today, Governor Cuomo
Now
says,
you got it right.
See, Joe's been all over me. Governor Cuomo says,
we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry, Gov. I think this is the greatest country on earth. I don't care what your context is or was or will be. That's a big faux pas. Also in the big three, the president revoking the security clearance of one of his critics, former CIA chief John Brennan, and rounding out the big three, Cardinal Dolan speaking out about that horrible priest abuse story out of Pennsylvania. But by the way, on the Cuomo story, this should be a gift for a Republican who will be running against him after he defeats Cynthia Nixon in the primary. Cuomo will take on Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive. And guess who's going to join us in the next block, about 9:23 or 9:24? Mark Molinaro will join us live. We'll see what his take is on Cuomo.
The problem for Molinaro is nobody knows who he is, and it's always an uphill fight for a Republican. And, you know, Cuomo's leading in the polls. What was he up by? 50 points over Cynthia Nixon.
Recently,
And some of it is just name recognition, but there's a lot of baggage for him. Beyond the stuff under his eyes, like
you know, my Cuomo.
Yeah,
we had air quotes Donald Trump on in the last hour, and he said they're going to even charge him extra on Southwest Airlines for those bags under his eyes.
But I mean, he's got all the corruption investigations and
Cuomo,
convictions that have occurred under his watch.
Hey, don't sell this show short. After we have Mark Molinaro on, everyone's going to know who he is.
I certainly hope so.
You say nobody knows who he is. Wait till he's on this show.
Wait till he's on this show?
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. By the way, here's a, you know, just to take our minds off politics for 2 seconds, the guys, Blaine and Anthony, came up with this. Anthony's our assistant producer. So there's this young lady goes to order at the drive-thru, and this is in, is it North or South Carolina? Her name is Cecilia Hennigan. This is in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. She goes to order her McDonald's, and I think this is a pretty good way to do it at the drive-thru. What do you think, Joe?
I want a number 6 supersize with a Sprite and large fries. Must be ketchup only, please. But don't you forget the cheese. I got a sweet tooth, but I'm in a hurry. Can I get one small McFlurry? Give me one of them.
Oh,
That's cute.
That's one of the many great videos we have up on our website today.
I'm sure they screwed up the order.
What's that?
They screwed up the order.
Yeah, they said, what'd you want again? Was that with cheese or hold the cheese? check out our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. So why, in your infinite wisdom, Joe Bartlett, do you think the Governor Cuomo story deserves the top ranking in the big three and not the president stripping the security clearance of former CIA chief John Brennan?
I usually go for the stories that I think are going to create, cause somebody to turn their head, because there's a lot of passive listening to the radio.
Really? They're not hanging on every word on the show?
A lot of passive listening.
Come on, folks, listen up. If you can grab them...
with something that is going to interest them. You know, the Brennan story, with all due respect, I mean, it's just another one of these shots at Trump.
Wait a second. So the big three is what's going to interest people? So talk about naked ladies. That'll interest people.
Well, it might. But when you have the governor of the state of New York saying this country is not great and has never been great, that people are going to shake their head and say, what? What?
All right, well, here's the whole quote from Cuomo.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
Even the What's their reaction?
People can't believe it. So you've got to be kidding me.
I don't know what the reaction is. Kind of weirdly mixed.
We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged.
Just the speech patterns. So is greatness located next to Loch Ness? I mean, no.
I think he has made a major mistake.
Ness. And here's Cynthia Nixon, his primary opponent.
I think this is just another example of Andrew Cuomo trying to figure out what a progressive sounds like and missing by a mile.
And what did Trump say? That he has lost his mind?
Yeah, something like that. What did he say? Total meltdown?
Yeah, meltdown.
I have his tweets up here.
I like the whole mook nickname for him.
Well, someone, one listener called him a mook, one called him a twit, and one called him a whore, which I don't know what that was. Yeah. Let's see. Oh, Trump tweeted yesterday. Happy birthday to the leader of the Democratic Party, Maxine Waters.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his tweet about, I can't find it. But he, by the way, he just tweeted. Now, this is the day where all the newspapers have gotten together around the country. This is spearheaded by the Boston Globe. And they're doing editorials about Trump calling the news media the enemy of the people and fake news. So what does Trump tweet a few minutes ago? All caps. The fake news media is the opposition party. Then lower caps. It is a very bad day for our great country. All caps. But we are winning.
We are winning.
Okay, fine.
We are winning. Don't you think we're winning?
What are we winning at? I haven't decided yet. Are we? I don't know about the trade wars. Are we winning that? Well, I haven't decided about the tax cuts, because of many listeners who pointed out to me, you can lower taxes on the corporate, but you can't raise spending. It just doesn't work. Trickle down has not been known to work. So I don't know what we're winning at exactly.
But
I know the stock market's up, so I'm winning in my IRA, yeah.
Everybody's concerned about the revenue shortfall with the tax cut.
Yeah.
But look at what happened when Reagan did it. There was a deficit when Reagan cut taxes, but when Bill Clinton got into office, he had a huge surplus because of the economy created by Reagan.
All right, so when the Democratic president takes over in 2020, they'll have a big surplus.
We just went through your list of potential candidates. None of those people will be the next president of the United States.
Not happening.
No.
Yeah.
The only hope for the Democrats now is to impeach Trump. And that's why they're going crazy like this.
That's not going to happen.
Well,
it's just not going to happen. That's ridiculous. This is not. No, I see. I even if the Democrats get the majority in the House, I would not be in favor of starting impeachment proceedings.
Well,
first of all, it's not going to get through the Senate. And number two, I think you're just helping Trump there, and you're stirring up his base. I think that would be a big mistake.
Just wait till that Mueller investigation comes out.
Well,
we're going to get him.
Well, once we get the details of that, absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So here was Sarah Huckabee Sanders announcing the stripping of the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan.
at this point in my administration, any benefits that senior officials might glean from consultations with Mr. Brennan are now outweighed by the risks posed by his erratic conduct and behavior.
Well, his erratic conduct and behavior, if you want to include this, or maybe it's totally rational. He wrote an op-ed piece this morning in the Times, which I guess will be published in print tomorrow. He says, President Trump's claims of no collusion are hogwash.
And what does he base that on? What does he base it on?
Well, he says the only question that remains
reporting
are whether the collusion that took place constituted criminally liable conspiracy, whether obstruction of justice occurred to cover up any collusion of conspiracy, and how many members of, quote, Trump Incorporated attempted to defraud the government by laundering and concealing the movement of money into their pockets. You know, you wonder
what's
if
he
that's
talking about,
little,
like Manafort?
I wonder if, yeah, he's trying to tie in Manafort.
But Manafort had nothing to do with Trump. You think Trump's not benefiting from any of that?
Who's the campaign manager? Maybe Mueller will connect the dots.
For a couple of months, Len.
Yeah, a cup of coffee like Papadopoulos. Yeah, exactly. Maybe he'll connect the dots and all the money he took from Ukraine was to get access. Who knows? My money's on Mueller. He'll come up with something.
Well, I'm sure he's going to come up with something.
All righty. I am looking forward to this, Joe Bartlett. Coming up next, we've got Governor Cuomo's Republican opponent, Mark Molinaro, live. This should be interesting.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
We'll see what Mark Molinaro has to say about that. After 9/11, did you live in Lower Manhattan? Did you work there? Did you go to school there? Did you help with the rescue, recovery, cleanup, or construction near Ground Zero? Two questions. Were you in Lower Manhattan below Canal Street between September 11th, 2001 and the summer of 2002? And secondly, have you been diagnosed with cancer? Now, if you answered yes to the two questions, you may be eligible for compensation. Call attorney Noah Kushlevsky, the New York lawyer who's established himself as the go-to guy with the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund. He's recovered over $1 billion, with a B, for clients affected by the World Trade Center attacks. He's here to help. Just look him up and Google how many cases over $1 million. Noah's resolved over 400 of them, $400 million cases. If you were a student or live near Ground Zero or work near there below Canal Street after 9/11, and now you have cancer, call them. Call 888-974-3125 or go online to groundzerocancer.com. That's groundzerocancer.com or call 888-974-3125. Let's see how traffic's rolling. Bernie Vider.
O.R.
And 923, you think Cuomo's the big story? You think Brennan's the big story?
Yeah,
Blaine, who's filling in for Natalie, just came in with the big story.
This is easily the best story of the week.
Oh, this is the best. Yeah. A Florida man arrested for hanging on a traffic light, and I'll clean it up, and pooping on cars passing underneath.
Oh, gosh.
Roy Stern, a very handsome young man, old man.
Oh, my God.
Climbed the traffic light in the intersection in Miami and just started pooping on cars. Well, you know, birds do it. Why can't peeps?
This guy is whacked out of his mind.
According to authorities, he was high on crystal meth and marijuana.
Yeah.
So the governor of the great state of New York had this to say yesterday.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
All right. And the president tweeted, can you believe this is the governor of the highest tax state in the U.S., Andrew Cuomo, having a total meltdown? Well, we welcome to the program now Governor Cuomo's Republican opponent in the fall, Mark Molinaro, who's the Dutchess County executive. You must, Mark, I don't want to put words in your mouth. You must feel like this is a Christmas day for you.
You know, I hate to look. I get it politically. I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed that my governor doesn't know that this nation and all of its promise, all of its potential, even with its imperfections, has been great. You know, I grew up on food stamps. My mom was single for a few years. I'm now the candidate for governor in the greatest state, in the greatest nation on earth. Tell me that America's not great.
Now, Mark, this really, I think, makes him a lot more vulnerable than he was before these stupid comments. But what kind of a strategy do you have in terms of moving forward? Let's first start with how you're going to maximize this comment that he cannot walk back. What are you going to do about it?
Well, here we are, right? I think the people of the state of New York and Americans deserve an apology from this governor, and we're not going to let up until he acknowledges his error. And if he doesn't, we're just going to continue to campaign hard and send the message all across the state that 8 years is enough. you know, after 8 years of Andrew Cuomo, we know what we have. We have the most high, we have the highest taxed people in America. We have the most corrupted state government in America. And we have a governor who, I guess, has either been surrounded by privilege too long or too many of his closest associates have been found guilty of federal corruption charges to recognize that America and New York are great. They're great. Again, our potential, our struggle to remake and make America better and better for all people, that's what defines us and makes us great. And this governor should know that. And we're going to continue to tell people that now's time for change.
No, I've covered a lot of these elections, and I think one of the issues, one of the things that helps a candidate is an issue that resonates. Sadly, the public corruption issue does not resonate. This one is going to make some noise, I think. This America is not great.
No, I do agree with you there. Sadly, I think too many New Yorkers think that corruption in Albany and corruption in this administration is just the way it is. It isn't. New Yorkers deserve better. And I would offer to you that it's the reason that our subways are dysfunctional. It's the reason that kids live in subsidized housing where there's still lead paint and poisoned water. It's because our government is divorced from the realities facing average New Yorkers. That's corrupt. And I agree with you, though. Too many people think that's just the way it is. But what we learned yesterday is out of his very own mouth, this governor is divorced from the realities that so many New Yorkers face every day.
Well, I'm with Mark Molinaro, West Dutchess County executive, running against Andrew Cuomo on the Republican ticket in the fall. And so how's your war chest? I mean, unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to run for governor. How you guys doing?
We're doing well. We'll never raise, nor should any human be able to raise the amount of money this governor has raised. But, you know, I'll tell you, I've always run as the guy people thought was going to win. That's a little different this time. But I've not always been the candidate with the most money. I think that in politics there's far too much influence, far too many dollars being spent. And again, I don't think you raise $30 million. This governor's actually raised almost $100 million in Wow. the years he's been in office. You don't get there without bending the rules. And I'm not making it up. Some of his closest associates found guilty of federal corruption charges for rigging the system against taxpayers. I'm happy where we are. I'm grateful for the support. And I'm going to tell you this right now. After 8 years, I think New Yorkers will have had enough. And we're going to win this November.
Mark Molinaro, Dutchess County Executive. Good luck. Come back and visit us again, Mark.
Please have me. I appreciate it. Thank you both.
Good luck. Good luck.
Well spoken.
Yeah, absolutely. Really,
seems like a youngish guy didn't get a chance. Did you say he's in his 40s?
He's 42.
42, yeah.
Again, Republican Party is just not organized in New York.
It's tough, huh? Isn't upstate very Republican, though?
Yeah, but the predominant vote comes down here in New York City.
Really?
Yeah. And again, but this is where Cynthia Nixon comes in, because she is a liberal progressive. Cuomo's trying not to go there.
Yeah. Well, maybe she can show he's vulnerable. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see.
All right.
By the way, she's going to have that debate coming up. So that's going to be an issue in that debate.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Nixon, yeah.
Yeah. Nixon's the one. Yeah. I heard that somewhere. Hey, coming up with the latest news headlines, let's go to Mike Bauer. Hey, Mike.
Good morning, Len. Good morning, Joe. Former CIA Director John Brennan says President Trump's claim of no collusion is hogwash. In a New York Times op-ed, he says the only question is whether there's criminally liable conspiracy and obstruction of justice, and how many members of the Trump team tried to defraud the government. Brennan had his security clearance revoked by Trump and tells MSNBC the president is trying to silence him.
I've seen this type of behavior and actions on the part of foreign tyrants and despots and autocrats for many, many years during my CIA and national security career. I never, ever thought that I would see it here in the United States.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan is calling this nauseating. He's reacting to a grand jury report that found hundreds of priests abused more than 1,000 kids in Pennsylvania. This is what he had to say.
I'm livid that priests could do this. I'm livid that bishops in the past could have reassigned men who have done it. I've been livid for quite a while.
And he says the church is embarrassed. He now says they must work to help the victims. And New York City's hottest shopping spot could soon be the local prison.
Way to go.
Great business move there. As part of a plan to close Rikers Island, Mayor de Blasio is planning to build four new jails around the city. Now, a brochure says the facilities could be integrated into the look and feel of the neighborhood, would include retail and other amenities to serve the neighborhood.
Multi-use facilities. Mm. Yeah.
The proposed jail in Lower Manhattan, the ground floor, would include stores, with the prison cells presumably above it. But the plan continues to get pushback from the communities.
You think?
Yeah, shocker. With residents objecting to living amongst criminals, or perhaps doing business below criminals.
Look at all the stuff that's going on at Rikers now. You want to put down on top of a department store?
Well, just think of the prisoners.
Come on.
No, they could like burrow through their floor, scoop up some items from the store. And
well, I'm sure they'd harden the floors, but you just don't want that kind of clientele.
El Chapo? You want El Chapo above your business? Nobody wants that.
Also, the apartment buildings would be multi-use. It'll be all of it. Yeah. Mm.
Well, guys, Walls
at 9:38, we got heat advisories until tomorrow now. Joe Bartlett's here with me. Joe, I've got some emails about this K2. We had this problem up in New Haven where over 70 people overdosed on synthetic marijuana. In a park near Yale, they were taken to the hospital. I don't think many of the injuries were serious, but a public park and people is just dropping like flies. They did make three arrests. Now, one email, and I, granted, I don't know anything about this.
I don't know anything about
K2, synthetic marijuana. Juan emails me, there's no such thing as synthetic marijuana. It's a mixture of different chemical compounds, which allows the manufacturers to circumvent DEA drug laws.
Oh, okay.
And it's a way to market to unsuspecting idiots, he says, people who think there's such a thing as synthetic marijuana. And then David emailed me that we were saying, well, why would someone use this stuff? And David claims in an email it's a way to beat the drug test. You know, that's
because it doesn't have
show
the,
up.
And,
oh, well, I guess,
yeah, but look what it does to you. It just creates a zombie state.
Now, did you see this video? This is really unbelievable. I mean, I'm amazed this guy didn't get tased. A guy walks into a Harlem police precinct and starts cursing out the cops.
Yeah.
Now, what's this all about?
Well, apparently this guy was unhappy that the sergeant there at the desk, Sergeant Freddie Lopez, apparently had seized his bike.
His bike.
Earlier in the week. So he went in to voice his displeasure, and it's on video. We've got the audio portion here with a lot of bleeps.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We'll play it for you.
Okay. But the issue here is the officer, the sergeant, is right. Being taken to task because he didn't do anything to stop this guy.
Now, I do have to admire the restraint of the police officer.
Yeah, well, he didn't have to be restrained because this guy was an idiot. Okay. And he was definitely trying to provoke the officer.
And they didn't respond.
They didn't,
good for the officer. I mean, you know, this guy was, listen to this. This was just a viral video. It was posted on Facebook. You can see it on our website, 710WOR.com/Len and Michael. This guy, do we got this guy's name? He's trying to goad Sergeant Freddie Lopez.
Yeah, right.
I don't know this guy's, I don't know this guy. Anyway, here's the audio.
Sergeant Lopez, he could suck a big fat f-. You're supposed to be here to serve and protect, right? You're not serving to protect and sh-. Shut the f*** up, bitch. I'm going to put it in your f- ass.
You can't record here.
I can record. I can do what the f*** I want. Where it says I can't record it?
You can't record inside precinct.
Why not?
You can't record.
Why not?
You cannot record.
Why?
You cannot record it.
Why?
You can't record inside precinct.
Why? Tell me why. I don't know.
You're recording.
Tell me why. Tell me why.
The law says you can't.
Why? What law? What law is that?
The police are saying he's not allowed to record in the police station.
He's not. According to the patrol guide, filming inside a police precinct is prohibited.
And there was a female police officer sitting there.
She just
why didn't he do said much, the B word.
Yeah. Do you have handcuffs?
What's the law?
You didn't even know.
What's the law?
You can't record inside prison.
Why not?
Doesn't
I'm here. I can't record over there. I can record wherever the fuck I want to record at. Fuck out of here. You can't tell me what the fuck to do. It's my phone. You don't pay my bill. You don't do shit. I do what the fuck I want with my phone. Fuck out of here. Y'all love taking people fucking bikes, right? Where your handcuffs at? You piece of shit.
Boy, you got to arrest that guy. Tase him.
Tase him. Put him in a stranglehold.
Who talks to a police officer
what's
like that?
Wrong?
I mean, come on.
So nothing happened, right? There was no arrest.
Well, the guy, the sergeant, came down to confront him.
Yeah.
And then apparently walked back to answer the phone, and nothing happened to this guy. And now, so the issue is the sergeant failed to take action.
So now you're going to criticize the
cops? Well, I
mean... NYPD put out a statement saying the officers exercised discretion and restraint.
Right, exactly.
Which I thought they did.
Well, he did.
An inordinate amount of restraint.
If anybody deserved a beating, it's that guy.
That guy, absolutely.
Well, you know who took the... who had something to say? The police union.
Yeah.
The PBA President Patrick Lynch said, sadly, this is the result of years of elected officials demonizing police officers and decriminalizing abhorrent behavior. They have eroded respect for the uniform and the shield with their constant false narrative about police brutality, and this is the result.
Well, I don't know if I fully agree with this statement, but there is certainly an attitude on the part of a lot of people these days that I don't have to listen to the police officer.
That's something.
Would you ever, in your right mind, talk to a police officer like that? No.
I had a run-in yesterday morning with two police officers when I was driving to work. Yeah, because I got turned around by the Holland Tunnel and there was road construction.
Oh, okay.
So I picked up some cones and moved them on my own and and drove down the street, and these cops were on me.
Well, they should be on you. You can't do that.
And I got out of the car, and they're just laughing at me. They're just like, really? What are you doing, idiot? I said, look,
we say that every morning on the show.
I said, look, officers, I got turned around. I don't know how to do it. I can't go back through the Holland Tunnel the wrong way. And they're just like, just follow us, you retard. Come on.
Oh, no, you can't say that either. Oh, man. Blaine, you're just making it worse. Anyway, Blaine's filling in for Natalie. And
so
I'm glad you're not in jail today.
What should happen to this guy that went into the... we obviously going to know who he is, right?
You can't.
Sergeant Lopez, he could suck a big fat... You're supposed to be here to serve and protect, right? You're not serving to protect and...
I mean, who talks to police like? I mean, really? In a million years, I never.
You would never, ever think of ever talking to a cop like that. A
couple of other little stories here. Southwest Airlines announced that they're going to soon have new rules. Only one dog or cat, either in a carrier or on a leash, for emotional support animals. Now, who goes on a plane with, what do you go on with, Noah's Ark? People go on with more than one emotional support animal? Now it's going to one per customer.
I sat next to a couple. It was a man and a woman. They each had a dog. They kept it under the seat.
Oh, boy. I mean, really, one per customer? Well, of course it's one. Oh, jeez. This whole thing.
There's too many animals on planes.
Now, leave it to you. You have another beer story. What's your beer story?
This is interesting. Constellation Brands, which makes Corona beer, is now getting into the marijuana business.
Really?
Yeah.
They're going to make marijuana?
They have invested $4 billion.
Wow.
$4 billion in Canada's top marijuana producer. Now, Canada, if they haven't already, is going to legalize marijuana nationally. So the whole nation of Canada, it is going to be legal. This is the largest, according to the New York Post here, stash ever put down on a cannabis stock. It sent this company, Canopy Growth Corporation, surging more than 30%. By the way, I haven't done it, but I've thought of investing in marijuana stock because New York is going to do it. New Jersey's about to do it. And they're only going to go up. And now you have a credible corporation, makers... putting $4 billion into a company.
I always feel that I'm always going to be, it's never going to work. Buying stock, you know, in something like marijuana. I mean, why did I buy stock in Google? I mean, the first time I ever Googled, I'd never heard of Google, and someone came to me at Channel 4 and said, hey, Google your name. I said, what are you talking about? And the instant that happened, and I went, wow, why wasn't I smart enough to buy Google?
Check this out, because this is now $32 a share, but you can buy these things for pennies.
So why don't we go in together? We'll see how it works.
Yeah, we should have done Bitcoin. $1,000 in Bitcoin.
It went up to 20. What is it now?
10.
It's back to 10, yeah.
It's still a good return.
Well, we should do a little investment club.
All right.
You want to do that?
Yeah, who's going to run it?
Not Blaine.
Not Blaine.
Anybody but Blaine. ABB. Anyone but Blaine.
That's always nice. I'm glad you guys got my back.
We do. We really enjoy your work, and we look forward to your years of continued success on the Mark Simone Show. Hey, coming up next, let's wade into the water and take selfies with bears. I think that's a fabulous idea. But first, I think a better idea is to see how traffic's doing with Bernie Vice.
710 WOR.
As we go up on 9:54, Mark Simone at the top of the hour. We got a lot of stories to cover, including some birthday wishes. Where should we start? Let's Let's start with, oh, I got this email. We had Mark Molinaro on. He's running against Andrew Cuomo on the Republican side, and he's the Dutchess County executive. Rick sent me an email. So my New York property taxes have tripled over the past 3 years, and this guy is running against Cuomo? Bet he can't get 10% of the votes. Ugh. Well, I don't know.
Well, let's. But he has a good issue now.
Well, he has an issue.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly he has an issue. So, okay. So let me start in Alaska at the Katmai National Park and Preserve. Apparently, it's Alaska's most famous destination for seeing brown bears. So I guess three guys climb, these clowns climb into the river and start trying to take selfies with the bears.
Oh, my.
Now, nobody
got hurt. Were they drinking?
It doesn't say. They must have been, right?
It's not smart.
Very interesting. I'll get to that in a moment. Very smart. Anyway, nobody got hurt or anything, but they ran away. But they were doing this live streaming it. So they, because of that, they were caught on camera. All three now face criminal charges. They were caught. And the charge is,
you're not supposed to do that, right?
Well, they can't approach within 50 feet of a bear using a concentrated food source. I don't know what that means. But that, so being near the bear, these are wild brown bears. They're lucky they escaped. The park spokesman would not confirm whether the visitors were inebriated at the time. But apparently they were at the bar afterwards. So
I'm sure. Afterwards, yeah, for sure. Here's a wacky one. This is from Australia. You know, if you're a witness to a gangland killing, you got to be worried about your safety, don't you think?
Let's see. You've seen a gangland killing, and you're the witness, and you're going to testify?
You are going to testify against the person who did the killing.
I would find that tough to do.
So in Australia, they wanted to put this person, this witness, in protective custody. So they put him in a cell.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with that?
He was in the same cell as the guy he snitched on, the murderer.
You think that was a setup from the gang?
You know what? There may have been some inside stuff going on. Now, fortunately, he only got kind of, they say, bashed.
Oh, so they did beat him up.
Oh, they beat him up. Yeah.
Is he still testifying?
Yes, he's going to testify.
He's still going to testify. Why would they possibly put him in with the guy he's testifying against?
Well, they supposedly have what they call non-association orders. You know, please don't put these two people together.
Wouldn't that be common sense? Why would you need orders for that?
Well, it has to have paperwork, and the paperwork wasn't there, and this guy ended up in the wrong cell with the killer. But he wasn't killed.
Okay. And nobody got hurt. No, he did
well,
get
he
hurt.
Got hurt a little bit. A little bit.
Hey, how about the Scottish dad was reported missing by his partner of 27 years. Let's see. The family called cops after he vanished from the home he shared with his childhood sweetheart, Cheryl Cowie, in Motherwell, Scotland, about 15 miles southeast of Glasgow. So they launched the search for him. It turned out he ran away and married someone in the United States. That's why hubby was missing. He had isn't that the King of England? Didn't he abdicate, go marry some woman in the United States?
Hey, this is, of all the eye-popping and ear-popping stories that I've heard today, the Cuomo thing about America's not
great. We had a lot of amazing stories today, really. It's quite a news day.
This one really got my attention. Cheerios may be contaminated with weed killer. Now, we eat a lot of Cheerios.
You're saying that, really? The brand name Cheerios?
Yeah. Cheerios.
Wow.
The weed-killing chemical that's found in Roundup, you know, the Roundup, the one you just kind of squirt on the weeds, and they
gardening.
You sure it's not just a new flavor like Honey Nut Cheerios, Roundup Cheerios, Cheerios?
You expect me to be out in my yard with weed killer?
Well, at least a Roundup is just a little thing that you would shoot.
Yeah, you just spray it on the dandelions and stuff.
What are my illegal aliens going to do?
gardening
on my property.
Nice.
The weeds they miss. Okay. Anyway, it's a herbicide called glyphosate. It's been linked to cancer by the World Health Organization. It was found in 43 of 45 samples of products with conventionally grown oats.
Wow.
And among the products was Back to Nature. Oh, man, I think I just had one of these. Back to Nature walnut granola clusters.
Really?
Cheerios.
Yeah.
Toasted whole grain oat cereal. Oh. And Quaker old-fashioned oats.
Have they recalled these products? Or they just notice they test these products and there's a bunch of weed killer.
Yeah, I don't think there's any recall at the moment.
No recall? Well, isn't that hazardous to your health?
Yeah, maybe you have to eat a lot of it.
All right. Well, on that happy note, Joe, we'll be back tomorrow. Long Island Congressman Peter King, one of our guests. Actress Katie Lowes from the TV show Scandal, now on Broadway and Waitress. She'll join us as well. If you missed anything today, we invite you to check out 710WOR.com/LennonMichael. We have that amazing video of this guy going in and berating police officers. It's amazing he wasn't shot.
He should have been.
Coming up next, Mark Simone after the news at 10 o'clock. You know whose birthday it is today? 60 years old. So we wish a very happy birthday to the Material Girl.